Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Hello, everyone. I am Margie Taylor, your host for Conroe Culture News from downtown Conroe. We are at the City of Conroe building, the Conroe Tower. You can listen in on FM 104.5, 106.1. We are live streaming irlonestar.com. It's also on YouTube Live and Facebook Live on Conroe Culture News. Today, we're going to hear from Bayway Cadillac, Laurel Williams in the first segment. And Sean Havanuck, he is an actor with Butterflies Are Free, which is going to be coming up at with the theater, the Players Theater Company at the Owen Theater. So the show is sponsored by Roger Stein Chiropractic, and they are located at 3033 West Davis by Conroe High School and Taco Bell on Highway 105. And they treat everyone from weekend athletes to professionals, infants to seniors, with a focus on natural holistic healing to not only relieve pain but achieve optimal health. Dr. Stacy Rogers holds certifications in adjusting extremities, arm, legs, hands, feet, clinical nutrition, prenatal, and pediatric care. If you're not a patient, one would ask why, but it's only $37, and it all gets donated back to CASA for your first visit, and that includes exams, x-rays, all of that. So go check it out. What's going on around Conroe? Well, you know, stormy weather is all I got to say. Who knows what the weather's going to be day to day? Just be ready for it. Hail last week, 65-mile-per-hour winds, but today it looks like we're not going to have any rain, and we'll see what else happens this week. So early voting is also going on with the City of Conroe, and there's two locations for early voting, and those are, hold on, the Senior Center by Candy Cane Park, and that's at 1202 Candy Cane Lane. And there is also voting on Sergeant Holcomb Boulevard. So a couple things to keep in mind. This is for the mayor race, City Council Place 1 and City Council Place 2. The early voting goes on June 3rd through June 7th, which starts today, 8 to 5, and then June 10th and 11th, 7 to 7, and Election Day is June 15th. This is the runoff for the elections. So, what else is going on? Montgomery County Choral Society invites the community to join them at 202 Main. That's on downtown Conroe at 202 Main to kick off the summer session with dinner and a show, Singing for Summer Cabaret. And they will showcase talented individuals of the choir in solos, duets, and small ensembles and serve as also a fundraising tool for the choir. So that is happening tomorrow and Wednesday, June 5th. And there's two show times, 6:30 and 8:30. It's montgomerycountychoral.org to find out about that. You can join the fight against hunger by participating in Montgomery County Food Bank's annual Outrun Hunger event. That is happening this coming Saturday, June 8th, starting at 8 a.m. at the Lake House at Grand Central Park. Go to mcfoodbank.org to find out more information. And if you're looking for something different to do, the Conroe Art League has a lot of great things, classes, workshops, and things like that. You can just, you know, learn more about and try at any level, whether you're just learning to draw or paint at any medium, or if you have something that you've done for a long time. You can go on their website, ConroeArtLeague.com, and find out about taking a class in ceramics, plein air painting, figure drawing, portrait painting, watercolor painting, portrait painting. They have a lot of different things, especially in June. So go check that out. The Thursday Free Concert Series continues this week, June the 6th. So that would be this coming Thursday with Escape. And that's a tribute to Journey. And that's a very popular one. It's free admission. And you can bring in picnic baskets, you can bring in drinks, you can bring in alcohol if you want to, but no glass containers. So there will be a food truck available there as well. Bring in your blankets, your lawn chairs, and just go have fun. It all starts at 7 p.m. and that's at Heritage Park in downtown Conroe. The Crichton Theater will host the Billy Joel Experience this coming Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with a lively tribute to the pianist and vocalist, and that will be the Piano Man. You can go to crichtontheater.org to find more about that. And, you know, maybe the rain will stay away this week. And if that's the case, you can go to the Conroe Water Park. If there's any thunder, they do close it down, so just be aware of that. And it is very popular. They have a capacity. But it is open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 to 6 at the Conroe Water Park. July 4th is coming up, and that is also a day you can go out there and enjoy the water park, 10 to 4. Admission is only $10, and there are concessions on site. The Oscar Johnson Junior Community Center pool is also available for a $3 entry fee. And the West Side pool at Owen Park is also available, and their admission is only $5 for a guest pass. With that, we're going to take a quick break and be back with my friend Laurel Williams to talk about Bayway Cadillac of the Woodlands.
Hey there, Conroe. This is Andrew from the Audience of One show that airs Wednesdays at 10 a.m. right here on KZCC 106.1 and 104.5 FM. Make sure to tune in and keep it on for Community Radio's version of a slow motion train wreck. You will hear our take on some of the world's oddest news, our mind droppings, and general banter from your favorite radio friends, me and Dick Schisler. We are also available on all of your favorite podcasting platforms.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersStein chiropractic.com.
And we are back with our first session today, the first segment. I am sitting across the table with Laurel Williams, who I've known for many years, and she is the person at Bayway Cadillac for you to go see. So they've been there over located, seems like the whole corridor of different automobile dealerships, but this one just shines. I mean, because it's Cadillac. What do you expect? And they're located on the feeder road going northbound at 242 exit. So, Laurel, what's going on with Bayway Cadillac?
Well, Margie, first of all, thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to sit down and talk to you about what's going on and what's new. Very excited to be part of such a great organization at Bayway Cadillac of the Woodlands. We've been there about 7 years now at this location.
Wow.
I've been with the group now almost about 9 years. We were a Volkswagen dealership prior to that.
That's right.
The Bayway Auto Group family has been in our community in general, I'd say all over the city, well over 25 years. The owner, Daryl Wisniewski, and his lovely wife, Linda, they are huge contributors to our community. And it's such a great, you know, when you say that you like to go someplace to work and you really enjoy working there and working for the people you work for, they're exactly...
It's more than just a paycheck. It's all
about
the
people.
It's
more than just a paycheck for me,
right,
absolutely.
Right.
And we are a very close-knit family there. Right now, we've got a lot of great inventory at our dealership. Definitely very excited, all the new things that are going on. We have the all-electric Lyriq that is in its second year now.
Tell me about that.
Of course. So it is completely EV. Now we've got several different shades and colors, which we didn't have in the very beginning. When it first released last year, they only did basically a pilot with X amount, and basically they sold before anyone ever laid eyes on it within like 2 minutes. And the wait time was almost 2 years, and several people waited for the car to release. Some of my clients personally have had them and love
they
it.
They love it?
Oh, yeah, love
how
it very much.
How long does it charge? How long does it charge?
So you've got several different ways of charging. You can charge where it takes up to 30 minutes or several hours. You can charge from your home or certainly on the go. The range is approximately 314 miles on the vehicle. If you're familiar with our XT5, it's going to be a little bit larger than that in length. The backseat space and the cabin space is great. And Cadillac's known definitely for just the iconic and luxury and the feel, and it's such a smooth ride. We've also got the all-wheel drive edition that gives you more horsepower, up to 500 plus, that a lot of people are very interested in. And we've also got the Cadillac IQ that will also be coming out later in the year. A lot of people already calling and getting on wait lists for that. It is going to be an all-electric Cadillac, and it's going to have well over 700 horsepower.
Wow.
The Lyriq start approximately around $60,000, and the IQ will start at around $130,000. For those of you out there that have Costco memberships, we've got one more month left where you get additional savings as a Costco member when you do purchases on the Lyriq. And there's several other stackable offers if you currently have a Cadillac or some other vehicles that you may qualify for as well. We've got several different ways to go about purchasing vehicles. We like to let people know that you don't have to spend a lot of time at the dealership. We can tailor it however you like. We can actually do the application.
It's not a whole day process.
Exactly.
That's
and
so
that's
hateful.
and that is what everybody always often is they don't want to go, you know? Especially, I love it to be a fun process, an experience. And most of my clients that I have over the years, I build relationships with them. And
they keep coming back.
It's all about that. I've been in the car industry for 23 years now. I do a couple of other radio spots. I'm on social media a lot. You can actually see me on Instagram at LWILL0075 or on Facebook at Miss, that's MSLJW Sells Cars, if you want to pull me up there.
That's the one I see you
yes.
all the time.
all yes. the time. We've got not only a great inventory, both new and both pre-owned, we've got a wonderful selection even on our pre-owned lot. And the great thing about pre-owned cars is you can't find the very same exact vehicle twice anywhere you go. So we have very specific models. People come there and they think our pre-owns look like brand new cars. So we take excellent care of them. We've got, you know, of course, extended service plans, a lot of banks that work with all sorts of credit profiles for you, which I think is amazing. And we just continue to grow. And we also got Dealer of the Year last year. I don't know if you actually noticed we've got a new billboard right outside the dealership. That's a huge thing for us. And we're very, very proud of that. So we must be doing some things
right.
We must
be doing something right.
Yeah, that's completely.
And you have longevity with the people that have been there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just this week, we had KCOH come out. So look forward to seeing us on the air in about another week or so. They came out and did a commercial for us. I'll be on there and a few of my other colleagues and peers. That was a lot of fun. And this week, the big event that we love doing every year is going to be the Food and Wine Week.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to kick off a whole week. I'll be in and out of the office a lot and being involved with that.
Well, you sponsor a lot of different activities,
we
don't
do,
you?
We do. And for that in particular, we do sponsor the event. It's going to be from June the 3rd, which is tomorrow. June the 3rd is today, officially.
Yes.
I just remember that.
Yes, I know. It's
through
already flying by.
Yeah, it's already flying by. You can check out all the information on wineandfoodweek.com. And also, if you have any questions for me, you can reach me directly at 281-224-3666. That is my direct line.
Well, that's exciting. That was a whole lot of stuff. So what is the trend? Are people buying more electric cars then? Or what are you seeing as a trend? Is it still the very luxurious larger SUVs? Or is it more compact cars? What is the trend? lately?
I think the trend does tend to change depending on the clientele.
Sure.
As we're coming off of graduations and things of that nature, we have a lot of parents that are either buying vehicles for their children, so you'll see a lot of compacts, a lot of SUVs. We do have enthusiasts that are on the electric platform, mm-hmm. so I do see a little bit more of that, and I believe that will continue to grow as we move forward. They say we're going to be all electric in the next 5 or 6 years.
Are there incentives for that? Not just from you, but I mean tax-wise?
Yes, there are, and they have been for the last couple of years, where there were a lot of $7,500 tax savings that a lot of people have been taking advantage of, and it tends to change, and I think there'll be more and more of that to come as the vehicle is on the market longer and longer. But we've got a great selection of your Escalades right now, which, again, these are the gas Escalades. We've got XT4s, 5s, and 6s. The XT4 in particular just went through a redesign.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that is our compact vehicle. Has a very European style to it. It performs very well on our platform. A lot of people were purchasing it when it first came out in 2019. The late November, it came out last year. It's going to have the huge OLED screen, just like the Escalades. So we like to call it the baby Escalade, but the fuel efficient option. So it comes with the 2.0 turbo.
So it would be
engine.
Something I would like.
You totally would love it, Margie. I know you love your Mini Cooper. It's not much bigger than that, but it's definitely, but you can definitely park it on a dime. And it's very sporty, just like you. So I know you'd love that vehicle.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's something I need to go check out.
For sure.
Well, that sounds exciting. So you do have different incentives all the time as well, right?
We do. Month to month, there's always different programs that are going on. We're getting ready to get into a new program. I don't have all the details on that yet, but you can always contact me and get that information. And if you ever have any questions about your current vehicle, we buy cars too. So we have a lot of people that may have a vehicle that maybe was passed down, maybe a loved one passed away. Maybe it's a vehicle you're just not driving anymore. And, you know, it could basically be donated even, but we can still offer you something for the vehicle and it can still be utilized as a trade-in. So definitely you can contact me for details on that. And the leasing is still very big. I'd say more than 75%
really
of most of our clientele is leasing. It's a great way to buy a vehicle and you have the option to purchase it at the end if you so choose.
So are those normally like 3 years, something like
that? They start at 2 years and they can go up to four. And there's intervals of 10, 12, and 15 on leases. And we can tailor it however you like. That's the most important thing
to
know.
I love that you keep saying tailor it.
Well, yes, I know. I mean, it's kind of a dig on your name too, isn't it?
Yeah. That's fine.
But it's awesome because it just lets you know that we're here to personalize it the way that you like.
Right.
And
that has like a mileage
It does.
Ceiling.
It does have a mileage ceiling, excuse me. But the thing I also want to let the listeners know is that if you have a vehicle and let's just say, for example, you do a 10,000-mile lease and you take it out for 4 years, that's 40,000 miles. It's what you accumulate within that period of time, not just necessarily that first year or the second. I think that's what maybe give people pause and they don't want to look into that. But it's definitely the best way to buy a car up front. And if you choose to buy them, as we have a lot of people do that at the end, the way the market is today, when you buy your car at the end, you're like, I can actually buy a car that I service myself. I know everything about
you
my
trust
car.
Right.
Correct. And you can just purchase it. So
that's interesting.
Yes. So a lot of people forget that aspect. And it definitely is something that.
Well, thank you for reminding
yes,
us.
Yes. <that, laughs> I think that leases got a really bad rap back in the early 90s. A lot of people just didn't get really good information. And I really, really pride myself in being able to explain and line out all the details and all the benefits of actually going the lease route. I lease a lot myself personally, me and my husband do. So it's something we do all the time. And when we're ready to turn a car in, we turn it in. We can turn it in early, get an offer for what the value is worth. And 6 months or a year down the road, we can lease again if we choose to do that.
Wow. You're so full of knowledge with your expertise.
Thank you so much.
And
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's good, honest information. And that's why people trust you and keep coming back. Right.
That's how I feel about it. And I want to continue to do that and grow. And definitely, if you have questions about extended care, warranty, gap, things of that nature, and you're unsure, you can always call and ask me those questions. And about just inventory in general, it changes all the time. But right now, we've got excellent inventory. Incredible savings and offers at Bayway Cadillac of the Woodlands. Our physical address is 16785 I-45 North. The exit is 79A, depending on what direction you're coming from, right off of College Park. We are just right adjacent of the Costco and right next to Mercedes-Benz on the feeder.
Okay. So you also have a great service department. So you do service, you do parts. I mean, you're the whole package over there. Would
Absolutely.
You recommend that people come in first to see you, or should they go online and look at what are the opportunities?
Actually, whatever's more comfortable. I always like to speak one-on-one with the customer. That way there's no confusion in case they get someone and they're not sure they could possibly
and what their
get
needs
turned around.
Are.
Exactly. So I would definitely say to reach out again. My direct number is 281-224-3666. You can check us out at BaywayCadillac.com, which is www.BaywayCadillac.com. We are the location in the Woodlands. We do have two locations, so we do have one that is south. I'm actually at the north location. So if you have any questions for me, you could definitely direct them to me. Another really great thing coming up that I didn't want to forget is there is Juneteenth also coming up.
Oh, okay.
And our good
yes.
friend Rita Wiltz will be actually having something for Children's Books on Wheels. I know that's outside of my scope, but
that's
I do plan to be there, and there's a lot of other people.
And where is she doing that? In Tamina?
It is going to be in Tamina, and actually I'm going to pull that up real quick so I can share that with everyone. But she usually has a really, really big turnout every year. I'm very excited to go. That's going to be on the 19th, of course, which is Juneteenth, 11 to 4. There's going to be a fish fry. Isn't that exciting? Food is always definitely something that gets me there. And a lot of really other great things and great people to meet and live music. So
well,
I think it'll be a great time
for all. I made a note of that.
Yes.
Add that to my weekly article in the Courier.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good to know. Wow, I think you kind of covered everything.
I hope so.
What is your favorite color?
Ooh,
to sell of a vehicle.
Oh my goodness, that is a difficult.
You have so many beautiful colors. You
yes.
know, I kind of like the trend towards this kind of a goldish color. Like your jacket-ish, something
yes.
like
so
that.
So we have a sandstone, and each color may be different. So I do have on this color, it could be sandstone and an Escalade, it could be latte and an XT4. So it just depends on
yeah, there's kind of like
they change
a chocolate,
the
light brownish color that I've seen in different vehicles as well.
And that yes, and that's a beautiful
so
color
beautiful.
Too. It is. That's
there's
brandy.
Different trends.
Oh, yeah. That is an excellent color. In fact, I was just speaking to one of my clients the other day. She wasn't thinking about upgrading again, but she goes, oh, Laurel, I love this brandy. If you can just keep me in this interior. She goes, I'm open to changing exteriors, you know. But Escalade's been such a huge seller over the years. And so
yes,
it
I
is
see
the
a
number
lot of those
one.
On the
it
road.
Is the number one selling full-size family vehicle. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it continues.
That's probably why I see so many of them.
Yes, it continues to definitely set all sorts of records in that particular vehicle. So Cadillac is definitely evolving. It's still
how long have
the
they
same
been
luxury.
Around? Do you know?
Cadillac?
Forever.
Like
my whole life.
Like hundreds of years, I feel like now.
I don't know about hundreds,
sure.
but
well, let's not say hundreds.
But maybe but at least 70, 80.
I'd say pretty close to that for sure.
I know my grandmother, I grew up in Burbank, California. And my grandmother had a new Cadillac every year. Every
wow.
year that I knew of. All the time. Of course, she was very close to the Cadillac dealership.
Right. No, that's
all
awesome.
Of that.
That's awesome.
So, and then they had a little plaque they put in on her car, custom made, with her name and all of that. Do y'all ever do something like that?
Well, you know, that's very interesting.
That
you know,
was a
we're
long
always,
time ago.
We're
that was like the
70s. We're always looking for different ideas and different things to make ourselves a little different and unique. We do have a 58 Eldorado that is on our showroom
wow.
floor. We get people that come in just to come look at it because it's uh-huh. such an amazing piece of machinery to just come see. I know our owner is very proud of it, and we're proud to represent it at our dealership. I'm trying to think of something else that I wanted to mention a little while ago, and I think it just kind of slipped my mind. But it'll probably come back to me later.
I'm sure it will. So, when you think of Cadillac, you think of luxury.
Mm-hmm, for
I
sure.
mean, that's the first thing you think of. If somebody were asking me what is the most luxurious car, I would write off, think about Cadillac.
Right. And that actually brings me to what I was thinking about, that I think over the years, like you mentioned, your grandmother had that car. that it wasn't affordable, and now it is very much affordable. And for a lot of people that
for the
are
average person,
yes, I mean we've got
you can
the younger,
still feel what it's like to drive a luxury car.
Yes, we've got
at
the
an
younger
affordable
generation.
Price.
Yes, exactly. With the younger generation now that's coming in, and I'm talking in their 20s, mid-20s even now, of course, we've always had the professionals. And they've always said, oh, well, you know, my grandmother had that car. I don't think I want that car. But then I had another client, her daughter came in, and she goes, I only want her to come to you because you've sold me all my cars, and I don't need her to go to a dealership and just get turned around and, you know, taken advantage
they
of.
They aren't
so
your
I
grandma's car, though. They
it's,
aren't the
it's
big
absolutely
boxy.
Not, no.
Not what I'm accustomed
and
to.
And this young lady, it wasn't until I got her to test drive it, she was like, oh, my God, I really love this car. She goes, yeah. I have to tell my mom I was totally wrong. And she did end up buying a CT4. And the CT4 and the CT5 are our sedans. And they are quite popular. And now
safe.
Yes. And in an environment now where there's not so many sedans in the marketplace, you know, Cadillac still has those cars to offer. So definitely we've got a little bit of everything in our lineup, from your sedans to your Black Wings, which give you the Corvette horsepower, to our Escalades, of course, that's great family space, our XT6, which is our third row family option, and of course our XT4 and XT5. So
the third row is kind of a trendy thing too,
I've noticed. It is, it's a nice crossover. It's not a V8, so better on fuel economy. And it's not so tall. People say they have a hard time sometimes getting into vehicles. So this one's very easy to just slide on in, I think.
Wow.
So it's awesome.
This is all great information. You know, I got my driver's license in a Cadillac way back when. Yes. Well, thank you so much. And again, you can find them on Facebook, Bayway Cadillac of the Woodlands. Just Google it, put it in the search box, and Bayway Cadillac. .com, right? There's
That's
also
right.
Bayway Cadillac of the Woodlands.com. Anyway, just put it in the search and you'll find it. And look up Laurel. She'll be there. Connect with her. Connect, say again, your Facebook page,
Instagram. Of course.
Instagram.
It's Miss, and that's MSLJW Sells Cars. You can look me up on Facebook or on Instagram. I'm under LWILL0075. You can find me there as well.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap for this segment. Thank you again, Laurel, Bayway Cadillac of the Woodlands.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Margie.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment, or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersStein chiropractic.com.
A Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question or comment about one of our shows? Want to know how to reach a host? Just contact the station at irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
Does volunteering at a nonprofit horse sanctuary sound wonderful? Or are you a veteran or a veteran spouse and think trying a peer group session through a local Horses and Heroes equine program might be worth trying? Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary, located in Grand Central Park by appointment only, is home to a growing number of rescued and donated horses. Visit our website at henryshomehorsesanctuary.org or check out our Facebook at Henry's Home Horse and Human Sanctuary for more information.
Every Friday, tune into Texas Ticket on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM with Armando Nino of Go Lake Conroe, focusing on Montgomery County area events and places. Get a feel of the Texas spirit at the event, paired with guest and vendor interviews, event coverage, and ticket giveaways, and so much more. Join us Fridays and punch your Texas ticket. For more information on the show, visit irlonestar.com/Texas Ticket.
Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question, comment about one of our shows? Want to know how to reach a host? Just contact the station on irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
Statistics show that one out of every six Texans struggles with food insecurity and hunger. And many people don't eat enough fruits and vegetables every day. The Better Living for Texans program is here to help you learn how to make healthy menu choices, save money at the grocery store, prepare quick and delicious meals, get more good nutrition in your day, and get more physical activity. Classes are fun, friendly, interactive, and free, and taught in English and Spanish. We are Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, helping Texans make their lives better.
Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show. With monthly and weekly slots available on Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and on IRLoneStar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at IRLoneStar.com or call the station message line at 936-647-3776.
Hello, we are back in the second segment here today. And sitting across the table with me is Sean Havronik, who is the director of Butterflies Are Free, put on by the Players Theater Company at the Owen Theater, coming up in June. So, Sean, hey, so tell me about Butterflies Are Free.
Well, Butterflies Are Free is a play by Leonard Gersch. It came out in the late 60s. It was it's a deeply a romantic, character-driven piece, the kind of thing that I'm always drawn to. And it is about a blind man who leaves his home for the first time and is trying to set a certain level of independence for him. His mother's a bit controlling and concerned, and he moves into an apartment in New York, and he has a new neighbor whom he becomes involved with, much to the consternation of his mother. And it's basically about how that relationship grows, potentially falls apart, his relationship to his mother, and how he finds that element of independence of spirit. It's a great little play. They made it into a movie, actually, immediately mm-hmm. afterwards. Same director, most of the same cast, except Goldie Hawn took on the neighbor part.
Sure, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's the one that folks are mostly
familiar with. Right.
But there was a resurgence back in the 90s that had Judd Nelson in the part of Don. And it's not played as often as I think it should. It's extraordinarily well written. The dynamics and the relationships between the characters are just beautiful. I'm really looking forward to everybody getting to see it.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. So it's a straight performance. Yep. It's not a musical, and we have both musicals and straight.
There's a song in it because
It's not a musical. Yeah. So, but it'll be entertaining. Tell me about the actors that you have as part of your cast.
Okay. I have the pleasure of actually working. All my actors are individuals I've worked with before, mm-hmm. either personally been on stage with them or directed them in the past. Our Don, who's playing the blind lead, the male lead, is Carlos Soto. He is a wonderful young man who has innocence of spirit and heart, which is just lighting up the stage anytime he's there. He's been seen in the Conroe area as part of the ensemble in a lot of the places in both the Crichton and the Owen. I think most recently you may have seen him as the uncle, Elena's uncle in Buddy Holly, the Buddy Holly story.
That was a great show.
That was a great show. Oh, that was a great show.
My friend Sean Thompson produced it.
I know Sean, yes. And he does really, really mm-hmm. good work. The female lead, Jill Turner, is played by Christina Woods, whom I've had the pleasure of not directing, but being on stage with her. We, about 2 years ago, did Neil Simon's The Dinner Party together over at the Crichton. And she, again, there's a brightness and an innocence of spirit, and the two of them are having such wonderful chemistry on stage.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about. It's all right. About those relationships. Mrs. Baker, the mom, is being played by Peg Sampson, whom I've worked with in a number of occasions. The most recent show that before Butterflies Eye Free that I directed at the Owen was Calendar Girls. I hope folks saw that one.
Yes. Oh, that was fun.
That was so much fun. Mm-hmm. She played one of the leads in that, and we brought her back here because she's just so genuine. The reality that she brings to the part is fantastic. And then finally, for a smaller part, but no less essential, the part of Ralph Austin is being played by Dave Chapin, whom I've worked with for about 15 years in various small pieces. I've directed him in To Kill a Mockingbird, and I've just seen him around the Houston area. I don't think he's done much up here in Conroe, so it's my hope that introducing him to this scene means that we're going to get to see a lot more of
him. It's a great community.
Oh,
it is. Theater.
Oh,
it's a great community.
I've been working here for the last...
And the people go back and forth between the theaters.
I've been working here since discovering it for about the last 2 to 3 years, and the warmth of the people involved and the professionalism and just the facilities that you guys have, I find it difficult to head back downtown to Houston sometimes because they do such good work and the people are so wonderful to work with.
It's a different community.
It
than
is.
In Houston. Everybody's very well connected mm-hmm. to each other. Do you live in the area?
Actually, I live down in Humble.
Okay, yeah, that's not
about,
so far.
It's not so far, about right. 45 minutes.
I used to
drive.
Live out that way in Atascocita.
Yeah, Atascocita is where the neighborhood I live in.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, before the high school was built, we've been in Montgomery County since 2000.
Oh, okay.
So for a few minutes. Anyway, okay, well, it sounds like you're very enthusiastic about this and that you love being a part of the theater.
Absolutely.
How long have you been in the theater?
Well, in the theater, I'm by a profession. I was an engineer, and I've since moved on into teaching. I teach calculus and physics. It's glorious. It's wonderful. But the fact of the matter is that I'm also a huge fan of the arts and literature and theater, and I just wasn't getting that in my jobs. I wasn't getting that aspect.
You're not getting that creative.
I wasn't getting that creative outlet. So mm-hmm. in my mid-20s, I started investigating community theater. I lived in Lubbock, Texas, actually, at the time. And it's where I met my lovely wife. We started doing some shows. We met during a show. I did some stuff there. I did some stuff in Austin. And eventually, we moved here to Houston. And when my little girl was about 10, I stepped into the role again. And that was about 10 to 12 years ago. I've been doing stuff here in Houston ever since.
Keeps you going. Keeps you motivated.
Well, it keeps, again.
It's inspiring.
It helps the creative juices get going.
Yes.
I love math and science. I love my physics. I love my calculus. That's glorious as well. But
in a different way.
But in a different way.
I get it.
You want to exercise both sides of your brain.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yes. I have dabbled a little bit in the theater, and I never knew I would. Mm-hmm. But I was encouraged to audition mm-hmm. at the Owen Theater. It's been almost 2 years now, and I auditioned for the first time in my entire life. I don't know what possessed me as the mom in Barefoot in the Park.
Oh,
I did that.
That's another good
one. I don't know if you saw that one at the Owen Theater. But it's been almost 2 years, and my friend Rebecca, who was directing now I can't think of it. School of Rock said, well, I need a teacher and you're going to sing a solo. And I'm like, holy moly. So I did two back to back, which again, I want you to emphasize how much time this takes. It takes an immense amount of time.
This is a time commitment. Any show is a time commitment. And the fact of the matter is, in almost every show, you always want more time. But a typical show, my show, has from auditions to the show itself is almost 2 months.
That's what, yes, it was like 2 months.
It's almost 2 months.
And more intense as time goes on.
We typically rehearse 3 to 4 times a week and have been about 2 to 2.5 hours. We're now moving into the last couple of weeks. We've got a few weeks to till we open. We're expanding it. We're probably going to be rehearsing between probably 5 nights a week, running the whole show. The rehearsals are getting longer. They're getting more complicated.
So you're more precise.
Exactly.
Getting it down.
Yeah. Well, it's like you start with the skeleton, then you put on the musculature. And then
people know their parts, and then you change it, and you put more of your character into it. Because once you know your parts, and I didn't know any of this, but then you can go with it.
Yes.
And live it.
You get closer and closer and closer to the end. It's like Zeno's paradox. You get closer and closer and closer, but you never reach the ideal stage. But you get to a point where the more time you get, the more detailed, the more fine-tuning can get into it.
It's a good experience. But besides acting, there's other roles people can play.
Oh, absolutely.
You have people backstage helping.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Pryor is our stage manager, and I've worked with her before, both on stage and backstage. And she's fantastic, and the show wouldn't be able to go up without her. Once the show begins, she's in charge. Really, she makes sure the actors get on, get off. She's in charge of all the props, making sure they need to get there.
Props are a big thing. Oh, wardrobe's a big thing.
Absolutely.
All of it.
Yeah. Sue and Mike Hayes are helping me with my costumes. There's individuals who are helping me design and build the set and the sound and the light
system. And
That takes a lot of time.
A lot of talent.
Oh, very much so. Roger Ormiston, who heads up the technical part, there is an absolute delight. I mean, the amount of talent and work he puts into it. None of these shows would be possible without him. We also have Connor Evers, who is assisting me in directing to learn more about the backstage area. And he's also helping with the very minor bit of music. It's in this. Don does sing a song to Jill. and he didn't have any experience with the guitar, so we're teaching him a few chords, and Connor's taking the head on that. And again,
without him,
I would have had to cut or change things. But here we can get to see the whole matter. So yes, everybody involved. It's just so much fun.
It is, and you create a little family because you see so much of each other.
Yes, and sometimes it shows. There's shows that I've done in the past where we still get together. Calendar Girls was a year and a half ago. We met for Christmas, just for the fun of it.
That was a great show.
It was so
fun. I enjoyed that. Yeah. There's a lot of them that really make a difference. And it takes you away to another setting for a while. And the Players Theater Company is a nonprofit as well as Stage Right at the Crichton Theater.
Yep.
And people that are involved in the performances. It takes a lot of different people, and they're volunteers, and they do devote time to putting this out there. So the fee you pay to see the show really isn't that much, but it all goes to the bottom line and putting on the performance and getting everything done.
Rent must be paid. Costumes must be purchased.
Absolutely. And, of course, there's season passes, which help defray the cost because you can plan ahead.
Yes.
Because you got to have the money to pay for the things that you need.
Royalties. Rent.
Yeah, royalties is a lot. That's a big bulk of it.
It really is.
So I just wanted to mention that. And you can always go and see what's coming up. Get your tickets for Butterflies Are Free by going to owentheater.com as well. So it sounds like a wonderful performance, and I can tell that it's going to be fantastic by your enthusiasm.
Oh, they're doing so well. So good.
That's great. Yes. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And then I need to mention also that there's a magician that performs. I don't know if it's every couple of weeks, once a month.
I think it's once a month.
Once a month. Okay, so he's coming in. Michael Dardant, and that's June 26th. And then there's the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Oh, my God, that just brings back memories. You've seen that, haven't
that's
you?
That's so funny. I've participated in the past, back when it was just in front of movie screens as opposed to a play itself. Where
yes, I've seen it. Oh. Yeah, I've seen it not in a performance like that, but a movie theater. I mean, I'm a 70s girl. Mm-hmm. So we would go midnight or something
midnight
like that.
Midnight shows, yeah. I spent
Dick,
a lot
I don't even
of
know
90s.
If you've done that before. You have not. Well, goodness gracious. I know that they're going to have packages of different things because this is
an interactive
type showing with water guns.
Water guns, toast. Oh, God, I can't even remember.
I don't know all the deals, but this is coming forward. And you don't have to go see it at midnight. You can see it at regular times, like at 7:30 for us that are getting older and don't stay up till midnight. And it's going to be at the Owen Theater, July 13th to the 21st, and it is a fundraiser. It's kind of a cult classic. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the group that sang the music? I cannot think of it. The Rocky Horror Picture
Show. I'm not sure. I know that the original cast had Meatloaf in it.
Meatloaf. That's Meatloaf. Haven't heard that in a while. Anyway, so that's Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yes.
Yeah, Brad and Janet. Classic B science fiction film, horror genres, but it's mostly just satire.
It's a big old parody of some of the glories that were the 40s crazy. And 50s.
Yeah, it's craziness, but it's all about having fun. And so Rebecca McDowell is putting together the fundraiser. There's going to be an online auction and sponsorship starting at $500 to whatever else you want to donate. Of course, I'm sure anything would be acceptable. And you can reach her at Rebecca McDonald at gmail.com. Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, McDonald at gmail.com. So I'm excited to see this. And this starts June 21st. To July 7th, and that is weekends.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday at 7:30. It's 3 weeks in a row consistently.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first week we don't have the Sunday.
Yes, you don't have the Sunday. You only have Friday and Saturday 7:30 shows. And if you go online, you can see that to reserve your tickets. Every seat is good. It doesn't matter where you go.
Oh, the Owen,
it's
such
a small theater.
It's nice and intimate.
You can go anywhere. You can stand in the back and see everything well. But they're all great seats. And so that way you can choose what's available. And then Sundays, the last 2 weeks, is at 2 p.m. matinee.
That's correct.
So bring your friends. It's always great when you see the audience is participating and involved in laughing or crying or whatever the emotion is. And then to greet the actors, the director, at the end of the show outside.
We love to see the folks who come by because without them, none of this would be possible.
Well, you act better when there's an audience.
Yes.
It's not as fun in rehearsal because there's nobody listening or paying attention or laughing or just involved. And you can see the participation when you're on stage. You can still see the people there, even with the lights and all that. So it's very important that we support our local artists. So anything else I'm missing, Sean?
Not that I can think of, just the fact that if you haven't had the opportunity to see one of the shows, either at the Owen or the Crichton, you should take the opportunity. I've been, for the last several years, I've seen just almost everything that's come up, and they match some of the for-profit theaters in terms of quality and enthusiasm and space. You are paying less for the tickets, but you're not discounting the experience at all.
The quality is great.
The quality is fantastic.
You'd be amazed.
The talent that they bring in here and that is available in the Conroe area and the North Houston area is astounding.
It is.
After I've been doing this again for almost 30 years, it's a cut above. So come and see it.
It's just entertaining.
Yeah, it really
is.
And
it's in downtown Conroe, which is safe. It's a safe place to go. There's
plenty
ample
of parking. Oh, God. Heavens.
It's just so much better than going into Houston. And who likes going into Houston? Not me. I'm just going to say that. I do not.
Not to knock the hobby and all those. They do good work, too.
They're not listening.
But it's in your backyard.
It's here. And you're supporting your local nonprofit community theater. Community theater is a big deal. We don't want it to go away. And then you can always go to like 202 afterwards or any of these places and enjoy or have dinner beforehand at Red Brick Tavern, Pacific Pacific Yard House, whatever you want to do.
The downtown area here in Conroe is glorious.
It's fabulous, yes. And there's going to be a lot more coming forward with new development with Lindsay Properties and things like that.
I see the signs.
So, anyway, I appreciate you coming on, Sean, and I welcome you to come on or anybody else with the theater anytime. We'll schedule it and make it happen.
Thanks for letting me sit down and talk about my passion.
Of course, and I can very well see it. Also, we want to give kudos to Roger Stein Chiropractic, and we will be back next Monday with another show. So listen in.